You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
This investment feature is brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. Speak to your financial advisor or visit 91.com to invest in your financial future. So we are a couple of hours away from the 2026 budget speech that will be tabled by our Minister of Finance. And ahead of that, we know that some conversations are going to be top of mind, one of which is likely to be infrastructure, infrastructure development and infrastructure investment. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Managing Director for Emerging Markets Alternative Credit at 91, Alistair Herbertson. He joins me on the line now to see what we can expect or what we hope to here come Wednesday. Alistair, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Perhaps let's start the conversation with the importance of hearing the infrastructure conversations come the budget speech on Wednesday. Where do we stand in terms of a wish list and some real tangible deliverables where it relates to infrastructure?
I think we've seen a lot of discussion in public spheres regarding infrastructure investments and using infrastructure to trigger jobs in the economy. I think that what we're really looking forward in this budget is to see some credible spending plans, identifying where capital is going to go and understanding how it's going to actually be invested rather than broad brush promises and aspirational statements.
Alistair, we've heard from various individuals, including the Minister of Public Works, that they would like to turn South Africa into a construction site. We've heard on many occasions the President of South Africa saying that the importance of infrastructure cannot be understated. If this is to be the backbone of growth and jobs within the South African context, what then do we need to be focusing on from a budget perspective, understanding that that budget conversation is going to drive the capital allocation conversation?
So there's obviously the budget speech, which will identify the priorities, but what we'll be also looking for is the actual allocations within the tables and the annexures to the budget, and actually seeing how the capital will reach the points that it is needed. So investing in infrastructure requires both national, provincial, and local governments, as well as the SOEs, to work in cohort. There's nothing worse than bottlenecking. In other words, finding an investment, building maybe a new road, and then not being able to get on and off of it because the roads at each end are congested. So what we're really looking for is a coherence of the strategy, bringing together the spending in ways that will not just bring capital, but capital in a way that will lead to productive growth.
Alistair, you speak of bottlenecks, and I want to get your thoughts around some of the challenges that still persist within the infrastructure environment. We have managed to get things like load shedding under control compared to what we've had in the past, but areas like our ports, our rails, and most recently water infrastructure seem to be facing some significant challenges. What does that then do from an investor risk perspective when they're looking at infrastructure investment and seeing all of these risks?
I think that we are seeing an evolution in the infrastructure space regarding the capital allocation. So whether that's the water, the logistics, the energy or electricity, you know, and human capital too. I think that we've got to separate out what is politically imperative, which is obviously things like electricity, which affects individuals, and water, where it's very apparent to the voting population, versus what sometimes is hidden from the consumer's eye, which is, you know, the tariffs that get lumped on top of it, the goods that we buy and we sell and we export. So I think, in my view, in the next 1 to 2 years, the area of critical importance is going to be the logistics sector, getting the freight and the goods that are being imported and exported efficiently to the right place, exported through the ports into the global market, and vice versa, bringing in the components that we require to do that, or that our consumers wish to purchase. So I think we'll be seeing a lot of attention to the logistics. Unfortunately, it probably doesn't carry the same political weight that a water failure would. Water is critically important, but it takes decades to solve and to plan for. So I think we're seeing a lot of work in the water sector, but I do think the critical place of attention needs to be in the logistics and transport sector.
Now, Alistair, we've been able to get something uniquely right in South Africa over, I'd say, the last 12 months, maybe a little longer than that, and that is a good understanding of the importance of public and private collaborations and partnerships. How then do we continue to approach that from an infrastructure point of view, understanding that a lot of the public side of it sits in what is announced on Wednesday in the budget speech and how we unlock this, the markets, and how we unlock the red tape. But from a private perspective as well, we still need to keep in mind that we need to make infrastructure investable. How do we find that balance, understanding that this could potentially be a catalyst to a whole different South African economy?
I think that the South African government for many years and has looked at a lot of different solutions. And each time, I think different solutions lend themselves better to different infrastructure investments and different challenges that are encompassed. So I do think that the South African government has for many years looked at working as effectively as they can with the private sector, because ultimately, you know, the public sector and the private sector operate in different ways, and they have different objectives and goals, and they have different strengths and skills. So to me, it's been something that's been around, and we expect to see more of it. I will obviously be looking to see how the government wishes to divide and split and allocate the risks and the rewards associated with investing in this infrastructure. But I do think that we expect to see more of that in this budget speech.
Infrastructure investment, one of the focal points of the 2026 budget speech. It's been focal point of many a speech, but this time around we're looking to see if this can be a delivery budget rather than a promissory budget. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Managing Director for Emerging Markets Alternative Credit at 91, Alistair Herbertson, for joining us to share his thoughts on how it is, on what it is he's looking forward to in Wednesday's budget speech that relates to infrastructure. This feature was brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. Speak to your financial advisor or visit 91.com to invest in your financial future.
Change is an unannounced visitor. It can derail you or delight you.
Hello?
It's pushy, inescapable, intriguing. Change is motivating. Change is action. Change has places for you to be. Change is opportunity. We always have our door open to it. For over 3 decades, we've been committed to seeking out the best investment opportunities for you, wherever they may be. 91, investing for a world of change. 91 is an authorized FSP.